This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Will everyone please take their seats?
This is a beautiful waste of time.
Why don't you two establish a new party?
Get your party started with a latte.
Because I just went gay!
Welcome to gay.
We've got a very beige outcome.
Beige!
Everyone loves a rainbow.
They do.
Definitely.
We've got a listener.
No, that's good.
We have one listener. You know what our show involves.
Very swish, upper class affair.
It has to be fat. It has to be full cream.
And it has to be
the Two Fat Lattes.
I've got one word to say.
Delicious.
How are you, Benny?
Oh, hello. Your weekend has just begun.
You stopped using that for a while, but now you've got that back on board.
Oh, there's been a few things I've stopped using.
Your IUD.
How did you know? Can you tell?
I can.
Do I look slimmer?
Welcome to the Two Fat Lattes. It's 7 minutes past seven. Lots to talk about tonight, Benny.
Oh, heaps to talk about.
Julia.
Oh, is she finished?
She might be.
Is she giving the...
We've got eight more.
Is she handing the baton to someone else?
She could be. We've got 8 months of torture now.
Oh, well, I bet you she wore a white shirt when she announced.
Did she wear a white shirt? I can't recall. She did put her new specs.
When you said that, I visualised her in a white shirt.
White? No, I don't think she had white. No, I don't think.
No?
No.
Was
the announcement didn't come with white.
Was she wearing undies?
Then he shot her from the waist up.
Oh, I think it was a blue suit.
You've just been told.
I just had this visual because I haven't seen it.
No?
Was her hair red?
Have you been watching TV recently?
No. I think she's lost weight.
It's her glasses, isn't it?
Oh.
That makes her thinner.
Those glasses make your ass look huge.
They're actually quite similar to yours.
My ass is huge.
Absolutely.
The Two Fat Lattes. Terrible transport tales.
Do you have a terrible transport tale?
Do I? What? What happened was that this... last night when I was travelling on the tram, this is the third time this has happened. This is three individuals, two women, one man, on the tram.
What were they doing?
Clipping their nails. Was that from The Omen? Damien was on the tram clipping their nails.
Were they flicking on to people?
One, the man was standing, so it was like snow. It was like Christmas in July. He wasn't doing toenail.
Thank God for that.
He wasn't doing toenail. He maybe should have. He was wearing thongs, and his toenails were the same colour as his teeth. But that's scary. But yes, I don't think it's appropriate. Now, we've had a few people write on Facebook about the, whether it's on or not. And some people thought it was, that it's not that offensive.
I think, especially if they're flicking onto people.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't like it because... Where do those nails go?
Well, you sit on a seat and you get,
that's right,
jammed in the clacker with a...
Yes, you have a little bit of nail creeping into, like, cutting your... It's not unhygienic. Well, it is kind of unhygienic.
It is.
It's kind of gross.
They need to do it in their bathroom.
You need to do grooming at home.
You do.
Because next they'll be combing their pubes.
In 2013, it's not just the lattes that have returned. It's My Kitchen Rules. And watch out.
Jake the Snake is a dizzy young queen.
It's as bland as their personality.
I reckon Frank and Benny could outcook you in a kitchen anytime.
Game on, Mole.
Fine. Even the Prime Minister's behind us.
Game on. So RSL.
How dare you say that about the show?
Oh.
In 2013, the Two Fat Lattes rule. I've heard they can cook a real good gourmet dish too.
Hello, Moroccan.
Hello, abalone.
tuna.
Joy
94.9. Game on, Mol. How's her form?
Have you been watching it?
No.
Game on, Mol.
Yeah.
Who did he say game on, Mol, to who? Who did, was one of the contestants.
Hang on. You know what? I can tell you because I've watched the commercials.
Oh, did you?
You don't need to watch the show. You just need to watch the commercials because they've been playing those commercials for 3 months.
They have. You're right.
The other morning on Sunshine.
Rise.
Koshi, they were doing something and they had like, they were doing some sort of lamb bake off, you know, like they were making lamb,
lamb breakfasts,
yeah, with the Victorian contestants.
Right.
And they had the old couple. And when Koshi was asking them questions, they must have been really, they were being really careful how they answered because obviously they're going to let something loose, you know, out of the bag. No, not their guts. but then, because she asked them a question, and then the old guy said, "Oh, you know, it's been a fabulous 5.5 months of filming, because obviously they're not on the show anymore." So they re- and is it Peter Evans? Is it Pete Evans
or Manu?
No, not.
Not Manu.
Not Escargot, the other one.
Pete Evans, yes.
Vegemite. He, when he starts the show, he's white. But he's recently been, he must have been on holidays in Thailand.
Oh, and he's got a tan.
He's come back scorched. Those crow's feet, like he's got, they've got like Indian, like his crow's feet are really pronounced now because they've all been dried out. It's very razor. It's very date.
Mm.
You know, yes. He's like a walking prune. But, and I was thinking, well, how are they going to do that? Like, they must have to blend it through the series.
No, I'm imagining like, it's over.
Well, they've done like 5.5 months of filming and then all of a sudden on the last day, he got burnt in an oven accident. In the toaster oven.
I don't know if they really have to explain it.
He's had an accident with his Breville.
But on My Kitchen Rules,
who are the most disgusting people based on what you've seen on the commercial?
I've actually watched parts of it.
Oh, have you?
I watched the entire thing.
Which part did you have a look at?
Well, I saw these two chicks. They're on there, like, I think they're sisters. Their names are Jessie and Biswa.
Oh, Pish. I thought it was Piswa.
It could be.
Isn't it B-Day and Piswa?
But every time someone brought out an entree or a main, she'd go, oh, I don't like that.
I just hope it's not a cake. I really do. I hope it's a fondant and not a cake. I'm not a big fan of chocolate.
Jessie and Biswa don't like chocolate.
No.
They don't like tomato. They don't like capsicum. Is this a cooking competition?
I love chocolate fondant.
I'm with him.
Who?
They don't like capsicum. They don't like tomato. They don't like couscous. They don't.
Frank, they've got very discerning palates.
What on earth are they going to cook is what I want to know.
Sandwiches.
What? She had a coughing fit because she couldn't stand the smell.
Oh, really? Of what?
Of capsicum.
I can smell the capsicum. I can smell the plant. I mean, a capsicum. I can't see the capsicum.
Jessie's sitting back and she's a little bit fanning herself. She's like, I smell the capsicum. It's like, oh, it's like it's attacking her, the poor woman.
Oh, imagine if she had a sniff of something else.
Just the smell.
See, I haven't watched it, but I'm going to use my psychic ability.
Are you?
To work out.
That they're going to what?
They're going to cook a curry. What's the bet they cook curry?
Game on, Mol.
Do you think?
Well, curry has capsicum, doesn't it? Some don't.
No.
Just the ones I've had.
Good ones don't. They're probably doing a makani? A makani's got a tomato.
A makani?
Yeah.
That sounds like they're building something.
That's a makano.
Charlotte has sent a message to us from Facebook, and she goes all the way back, Benny, all the way back to when we were a threesome. We weren't just the two fat lattes, we were a two fat latte.
She's a long time survivor.
Yes, when we were with Georgie in the mornings, on Saturday mornings.
Oh, right back then.
Right back then. She says now that she lives in France with her French husband.
Ooh.
And
did she have to, she put that in capitals, French.
No. And apparently wear her little taste of home each week. So Lots of beige love from afar.
What's a latte aftertaste?
Bitter. Speaking of trains, though.
What happened?
Because the smell is one thing. But apparently people are being irritated by ringtones and loud conversations as well.
I hate it.
Do you?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Does it really irritate you that much? I actually
quite
like...
Well, when the conversation... I don't mind if someone's having... I don't mind if the person acknowledges, you know, that they have to have a call and they lower their tone so that they, you know, you can really barely hear them.
Right.
Because you can tell the person is sorry after to inflict their boring conversation onto us.
Is that after you've shoved a sock in their mouth?
No, I don't mind. I actually look at them and I give them a glance of approval, a nod.
A glance of approval? Yeah. Oh, how kind of you.
I put my sword on their shoulder and I knight them a soldier of the realm, the Rainbow Realm. But it's those other ones, the ones that they have to tell you all the ins and outs of their relationship.
Yes, there is a lot of those. But I don't mind a little hum of conversation when you don't actually hear one person specifically.
Oh, that's okay. Yes.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm not saying you should sit there in silence.
No.
No.
Some people do like that, though.
I don't mind.
Complete silence.
And sometimes I like listening into people's conversations.
Making judgments?
Yes. It's so fun.
It is so fun.
It's so fun to be judgmental, not Judge Judy.
Well, apparently, just because of these loud conversations and irritating ringtones, they've introduced a quiet carriage, Benny, on V-Line on the way to Ballarat.
Oh, can't they do it from East Coburg?
You're back with the Two Fat Lattes. That was Yolanda Be Cool and Can You Give Me My Change?
What was that reference to Honey Boo Boo Child?
I don't know.
Maybe. Do you know who Honey Boo Boo Child is?
I don't. Is that some reference to a pay TV?
It's some reality show called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo Child.
I'm 6 and I'm a beauty queen. Must be crazy if they think they're going to be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
Wow. Who the hell is that?
Sounds like Susan Boyle. He's just swallowed a helium balloon.
Is that Honey Boo Boo Child?
Is she a beauty queen? But have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
No, I'm not. You know, usually, you know, a lot of stars, when they get famous, have succumbed to, you know.
What?
You know, looking after, you know, curbing their appetite.
Right.
I'm not saying, it's just a suggestion. I'm not saying you have to. But anyway, what were you going to say about Honey Boo Boo Child?
I don't know anything about the woman.
Oh.
Who is it?
Some kid.
Oh, is it a kid?
Oh, but her mum looks like a thumb. If you were to if you get your thumb and put it
right,
and draw a face on it, that's what her mum looks like. And all I'm saying is the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dear.
She does look very thumb-like. So she's got a face that's sort of connected to her boobs.
Welcome to the Two Fat Lattes Gay Spa, where we can help ease all of your problems. Clothing is optional.
It's all part of the therapy.
Let Benny and Frank massage those worries right out of you. Now, please enter through the door marked Homo Helpline.
Anyone for Mug of Jarrah?
I love that intro.
Oh, I feel like a Mug of Jarrah. What flavours have we got in the cupboard? I'm feeling like a Jaffa.
A Jaffa?
Can you get a Jaffa Jarrah?
I'd like an almond finger.
You love a nutty finger, don't you?
Hey? I do. I love those almond fingers.
You do.
They're very nice.
After dinner, you always love
a little bit of that.
You always gave
a little
me,
treat.
You always gave me an almond finger after dinner. Didn't you?
I did.
Frank, there's a homo helpline.
Oh, okay. Is there hurt?
There's hurt out there in the community. But this one needs a massage. Nicholas has sent us a message via our FB, Facebook.
Thank God you clarified.
Not buddy. Nicholas says, Homo Helpline, help. My housemate is gay, but doesn't do anything gay. He's a geek chic and hangs around gay straights exclusively. What do I do? And then he sent another little message that says, I've tried taking him out to the circuit, but he left after 10 minutes. He's almost anti-gay, and I need to queer him up a bit. Thank you, Nicholas.
But I don't understand this geek chic.
Geek chic.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of like good-looking geek.
Right, okay.
You know, he's geek, just... but of a high standard.
Okay.
He's not an IT professional.
But I'm just not quite getting why he won't hang around. He hangs around with straights exclusively. So has he come out to a few people?
I feel his pain.
Do you?
I do.
Is it because he's not out?
No, I think he probably just finds the gi, even though they're colourful, a bit over... You know, sometimes the colour is too intense.
It can be quite bright.
I did experience this firsthand myself.
Do you need glasses, sunglasses?
No, there is a rot that is working its way through our community.
Really?
Yes, and it's an etiquette rot.
Oh.
And that is that some of our younger members, our fledglings...
Is it too?
Well, you know, I can excuse it from a fledgling because they haven't been
trained
in the ways of the force, the gay force,
right? Okay,
the rainbow force, right?
Hmm.
So these ones, what they do at dinner parties is they'll stand around, and I had to clutch my pearls.
Did you?
Because what happened? This happened in Brisbane, actually.
Did it?
Yes, I was introduced.
You have to whisper.
Yes, you don't want them to hear. What happened was they would stand around and they knew everything about everyone in the community.
What do you mean?
So what they would do is they would stand around. We'd have a glass of bubbles and like some hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and we'd be talking.
Yeah.
And they sort of steer away from anything with bones or carbs. Do you know? And I'm not a fan. People that just eat fillet, people that just eat breast meat, one, have halitosis. Two, you know, if you're afraid of pate, don't come to my pate. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yes. But anyway, what they would do is they were saying, so let's say they're talking about you, Frank.
Mm.
So the conversation goes along the
lines. But I'm not listening. I'm talking.
No,
I'm
you're out cleaning the streets.
Oh, okay.
You're out.
I thought I was talking to somebody else.
Like they'll say, do you know Frank?
Oh, so they're just talking about people
in
general.
And then
they'll
go, has anyone here done Frank? And then they'll go, yeah, I did. And then the cards come out and they go, yeah, I did Frank.
Right.
And they go, when did you do Frank? And they go, I did Frank. And then they say, well, what's it like? And then they go,
no.
Oh, Frank.
They did not do that.
Then they go into descriptions.
No.
Yes. They go into detail.
You
and
can't
I was going,
do that.
Ladies, our kind don't kiss and tell. They were going into measurements.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh.
And this didn't only happen once. This happened quite a few times. And then I was kind of like a bit... I'm like Nicholas's friend.
Mm.
I kind of went like...
Can't do it.
I can't do this.
But do you think that's
one,
what Nicholas...
One is because I don't know who you're talking about. And then I was like, what about if you meet someone, like, you know, on Sesame Street, the people that you meet when you're walking down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
What about if you met an oboe player? And that, you know, and then they've got people are kind of saying...
I get it.
You know?
Yeah. Too much gossip. Obviously, a very small community up there, maybe, because everyone knows everyone. Is that the reason why?
Well, yeah. So it kind of rang alarm bells for me. Mm. So maybe, I think that maybe, you know, so you can be presented with a mouthful of rainbow, but sometimes that rainbow is so intense.
Yes.
That you kind of a bit blinded. You don't know, you don't know where you're going.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Mm. That's not good.
Well, it's not social, is it?
No.
It doesn't.
It's anyway. Not conducive. So maybe Nicholas is experiencing the same thing. So you feel...
No, Nicholas's housemate's probably experiencing... He's a bit...
Oh.
I think he's a bit afraid of the rainbow.
Maybe just, you know, step by step. How else do you do it?
It's not always a fun experience.
It's not always.
Is it?
But...
Rainbows are hard.
There are a few gems out there, Benny.
But they need a lot of, you know, you have to do a lot of digging.
You do.
There's a message to read out here, Frank, from
Oh,
Dan.
You want me to read it? I need my goggles.
Oh, you need your lenses.
Hang on, let me get close.
You tell me if you need help.
Okay, it's from Dan.
Dan.
Okay, I think. Good evening, lattes.
Hello.
So lovely to hear your comforting voices. Jesus, comforting. Dear. On the box once again. As I think this is Richard Mercer, because Rick Dees tends to be American.
Oh,
so we'll go with Richard Mercer. You know, hello.
Oh.
That one.
That one.
He does love songs and dedications.
Should we do that? Yeah. No, let's not.
That's a bit up. That's like us.
The Lizzos will foam up. It'll be like the Gold Coast in all that wind.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Did you see the foam that built up?
Yes.
The Lizzo community. they'll be.
Oh, I'm loving this background music.
I feel like Cinema Paradiso.
No, I feel like I'm in Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Anyway.
Hello, Doris.
Richard Mercer's not on the wireless tonight, so it's us.
Right.
Just wondering if you could send my love and kisses to my darling husband of 8 years.
Oh.
Nick, who's out on the road and left his mobile at home tonight.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he left me.
Left his mobile at home tonight to also ask him to bring home some milk and cat food.
Oh, okay. Oh, so what's his name? So, Nick, if you're out and this is your pathetic husband... He needs cat food, of course. How could he? Of course they've got a cat.
I'm not having a mandolin, my pussy.
And he needs some milk, honey.
He does.
I
do realise that your show is nothing like Mailbox. What's my... Oh,
isn't that Fifi?
I don't know. However, I know that he will be listening to you and it can be guaranteed he will hear this.
Oh, no.
So I and the cat... Thank you very, very much.
That's all right, Dan. He says, I absolutely love the show and thanks so much for your help and making our lives complete.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love the background music, Producer
Thank
Paul.
You, Producer Paul. That's from Dan and Charles, which is Charlie the cat, who says meow. I don't know what's worse.
What do you mean?
Lizzo's with a dog or Poof's with a cat.
Well,
no, I love it.
It's
I
a
do.
Diverse community.
It's very diverse.
It's a diverse what? Community, Benny.
Do we have trannies with a fish tank?
I think you're going to say something else.
A Brazilian man in Brazil, funnily enough, he's run into a little bit of trouble.
Why?
I don't know. He's probably not the best husband in the world. Oh, but were you going to... Yes. What were you going to tell me about?
Well, this is what I was going to talk to you about. You've picked it up before I have.
Well, I glanced down. I saw a Brazilian man has accused his wife of trying to kill him.
Yeah, I know. You were just taken by that, were you? I think the other bit was what you were taken by.
Which part?
The bit where she tried to kill him by putting poison in her downstairs area.
In the basement.
In the basement.
Get your vagina out.
In the front basement or the rear basement?
I think the front.
Oh, right.
So she wanted him to perform oral pleasure to her. And in the process, she wanted
Frank,
to...
people that are out there eating, they're sketchy.
Well...
There's thousands of gay people out there eating sketty, now throwing it up in their mouth.
Well, this is what happened, apparently. I don't know if this is true.
So let's get this right. So she thought that she would do away with her husband by poisoning
By poisoning him. She had a different way of doing it, of course, but...
So she thought she'd put a bit of DDT on the filet mignon.
<don't>
We don't know. We shouldn't.
I don't know if it was DDT.
So she had killer schnitzel. She thought she'd kill him
So she put some stuff poisoned down. I don't know what it was.
Now we do not condone. Do not attempt to put.
No, because that would kill you.
Do not attempt to put anything in your va-va. Right now, don't no ketchup, no margarine,
nothing. She realised something was wrong, or he did, because he went down to have a look.
He should have realised when she invited him to visit the basement area.
Well, true, but why? Happen every night.
See, that's what I was trying to get at. Was it the basement? Was it the basement or the wine cellar?
I'm trying to think of which one's which.
that's why we're gay. I think she poisoned the wine cellar. Now yeah. But what happened was he thought he was going down to the wine cellar, but it actually turned out to be the cheese larder.
Oh, dear.
She was packing gorgonzola. He noticed a funny fume coming off it, didn't he?
Yes, because they were rushed to hospital and apparently...
Imagine being rushed to hospital after committing kalungalingling.
Fanny Schmeller.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
He would have gone...
Kalungalingling? <What's...
laughs> That sounds like a panda. Cunning lingling.
You've been listening to the Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly produced by Big Mouth Media. Listen to us every Friday night, 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9, online, and check out the website, www.thetwofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.